once again for the Legal Disclaimer. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the Legal Disclaimer. This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Batman.
Hello!
Now, Batman, I understand you are a caped crusader.
That's right, man. Every night I go out in the Batmobile and look for people who are doing evil.
I see. And I notice your utility belt there.
Yes, I keep all my crime-fighting gear right here around my waist.
Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, right here I got my Batarang, man. And here I keep a quarter.
A quarter?
Yes, in case I have to stop at the gas station and go to the Batmobile.
Right.
And here's where I keep my special phone numbers, like this one here, 279-7431.
Whose number is that?
Why, of course, it is David Ernest's.
Oh, is he your financial guy as well?
That's right, man. While I'm out fighting crime, he is watching over my portfolio.
I see. And I guess if anyone else wants to call David Ernest,
they call 279-7431, just like I do.
Well, thank you very much, Batman.
Hey, before you go, would you like to hear a Batman joke?
Sure.
Okay, man, what do you have if you have, like, four grandmas and me standing in a line?
I don't know. What do you have if you have four grandmas and you standing in a line?
You ready?
No, but go ahead.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman!
Oh, I think I'm going to be ill.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
If you chose to call David Ernest to help you with your money matters, you would be singing this song.
I'm still standing.
If you did not call David Ernest, you would be singing this song.
Poor, poor, pitiful me.
Called David Ernest.
I'm still standing.
Did not call David Ernest.
Poor, pitiful me.
Call David Ernest. 279-7431. 279-7431. And you won't be singing.
What if?
What if Charlie Brown ever kicked that football? Would time stop and the world blink out of existence? What if Joe Biden figured out what country just elected him president?
Come on, man!
What if Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed were suddenly replaced by Jerry Reed?
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking.
These and other questions could be answered tonight on the Health and Wealth Show.
And it's about time for that thing to start, too. Here he is, folks. Right. It's David Ernest.
How you doing today, Rusty?
All right, man. How are you? And I think do I see Matthew?
Yeah, there he is.
I love
Matthew's there with us. Who else we got there?
Me, I guess. It's me and you and Matthew. Who is it? Somebody with Matthew?
That's it, huh? Okay.
That's cool. Just myself and I.
Just us three. So how's it going, fellas? Getting cool out there again.
Doing very, very, very well. Been looking at the market some today. It's crazy. Crazy out there. They more and more crack. It's a stimulating fact. They're releasing the crack.
What's going on?
One way of putting it.
Well, they're going to stimulate some more. They're going to use some cattle prodders on them. You know who I'm talking about.
I hope they don't try
to... Cowboy.
Cow, right on me.
Yeah, the cowboy. Listen, more and more crack, more and more stimulation is not going to work in the long run, in my opinion. You know, what if they keep stimulating? What if they do? What do you think is still going to be the shoe when it drops? You know, what's going to be in that shoe? It's not going to be a big shoe, that's for sure.
No.
No. And so there's a lot of what ifs. I've noticed that Janet Yellen said, well, she was very evasive. I was reading it, and they asked her, will all this stimulation keep the market high? And essentially what they were trying to ask her is, like, where are we going? Are we headed for a crash? And what sectors would be bad? And she evaded them. She said, well, it's something, I'm paraphrasing, is, you know, some sectors it's going to be bad. Well, what sectors? What sectors?
That would be
you
a
know,
good,
what sectors?
That'd be a good thing to know. Yeah.
I mean, like, really? So really, Janet Yellen, have you got a Pinocchio nose? Really? Who knows? Janet Yellen doesn't know. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really know. So she's going to give you the Pinocchio on the deal.
There you go.
Crack. Stimulating fact. Lots of crack. What if it causes a downdraft? What if the economic motor's getting to a jam, and you know, and then where do you go store your turkey and your Christmas ham? I don't know. I mean, it can get bad. That's there's a lot of what ifs. Well, what if you were to shave your face, Rusty? What would it be under there?
I'm afraid to look. It's been so long.
I am too.
Every time I shave my beard, the first thing I hear is "grow it back."
That's so I, what I hear also.
I have just decided that I'll go out like this.
Yeah, but what if you were? How much chewing gum's in under there?
I have it dry cleaned. I send it out twice a week and have it done.
You know, but same thing with the economy. You know, what's underneath this whole thing? You know, and what's real sticky under there?
What's behind it? Who's behind it?
Who's behind it? Well, we know it's the who's that's behind it is the government. The government is trying to keep it up there shining. You know, they don't like rainy economic days. They like shining days. So, you know, they're stimulating the clouds to not rain. But it will be liquid sunshine eventually. And it's not going to be good because, you know, if you kick a can down the road, pretty soon you kick it in a ditch and you can't get it on the road again, you know? And,
right.
And we'll be on the road again like we've always been, you know? We'll have to adjust. You know, when you read a lot of this economic stuff, they talk about the great adjustment, the great reset. What if it does that? What would happen? The Great Reset. I keep reading about the Great Reset. They said we got to have a Great Reset before we can get back to normalcy. Why on earth do they have to have a Great Reset? And why do you think they do,
and
Rusty?
What's going to trigger that reset? I mean, and yeah, who decides?
$9 question.
Who decides when and who's going to pull the trigger?
But what if we do have the Great Reset? What happens? Everybody don't owe anybody any money anymore? I mean, like, okay, we forgive everybody. Nobody owes anybody. You don't owe us anything but a lot of taxes, and everything's even, Steven. Do you really believe that works?
You know, if it was like two people, and, you know, Bob owed Fred some money, and Fred said, look, man, we go way back. I want to help you out. Let's just forget it. That would work with Bob and Fred. But I don't think it would work with the government and the population of the United States of America, because it would probably make the economy fall even worse.
Well, think about this. Look at all those people, all those nations. And
that's the way I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Globally, there's no way that it could happen. At a national level, I mean, I don't know. What are they forgiving? $10,000 of student loan debt or something like that?
How long can this keep going on?
Keep going on.
How can it keep on going? You know, I have some people call me all the time. They say, well, do you think it's over with? You think it's about to drop? You think it's about to solve? And about the time you think everything's okay, there's another stimulus, another round of crack. And how long can they keep kicking the can down the road and staying on this crack high? The stock market crack high that they're on. How long can they keep doing this? You know? I just don't see how you can stay high. Somewhere down the road, even the worst of crack highs have to come down.
You do have to come down, and then you're there in reality, and that's not real good.
That gives you a big headache, especially when you look at what the prices of your stock might be when you come down. You know, it could give you a really bad headache. You might even get nauseated, you know, and I mean, it could be a bad downer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
So then what you going to do?
What are you going to do if that happens? You mean, what if? I guess you would stay hanging around the commode for a while, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many people have experienced that, you know, in the past college days.
There's a joke there. I'll have to tell you later.
Okay. But, you know,
if you'd like to hear it, just let me know. I'll tell you.
There's a lot to be said about what's going on. It's unbelievable. And all these evasive questions being evaded, you know, right? When Janet Yellen, they ask her, you know, can this continue? Can the stock market continue being this high? She said, well, some sectors, you know, could be worse than others or something like that. I'm going, what kind of answer is that? Sectors, you know, you might as well be drawing vectors for you geology. I mean, you know, graph guys. The thing is, graphics aside there, you know, what happens when you have no place to put, you know, in some of this mathematical analysis, calculus, for example, you're approaching infinity, or, you know, you keep dividing something. You know, you never get divided all the way down. You know, you keep on dividing till it's just a theory, you know, the way you can't ever really divide everything up. They keep dividing our assets up among everyone. How long can you keep dividing stuff out and giving it to people and putting it on the books of debt? How long are you going to keep doing this? I mean, pretty soon it comes down to it's not infinity. You know, I don't know what the government, whose calculus book they're studying, but it doesn't work like that. That we're in the real world. You know, if you owe somebody some money and they say, oh, I'll pay you someday. Well, I don't know. I'm just going to keep on keeping this on the books if that's okay with you. I'll pay you when? I don't know. I don't think I want to pay you right now. I'll give you some interest. Matter of fact, I'm going to drop the interest down to 0.49%. I know I was giving you 6.5 or 5.65, but I think I'm going to drop it down to 0.49%, and I'll keep giving, in other words, almost nothing. You know, how long can this continue? I mean, really, are we really that taken? Or do we really believe that we are such a great nation that we can run on credit forever, like Super Bearhead?
Well, if you got good credit or bad credit or even no credit, you can call Super Bearhead.
If anybody remembers Super Bearhead, you can tell them about it, Rusty.
Oh, everybody remembers Super Bearhead. Bearhead Jones. And, you know, I wrote a little story about him for the Elmore Talker News. He passed away here year before last. And I got some biographical stuff on him. He was a wrestler. He was like a local guy, a regional guy. He worked around in the southeast. Yeah, and his thing was he had the hardest head in the world, and he would take out his opponents with a headbutt. And I'm talking about he'd knock you down. I got headbutted by Bearhead one time.
Did you?
Oh yeah, Bearhead didn't know nothing about pulling no punches, and he got in the ring and went crazy. And I was in there announcing, laid me out. Wow. I'm talking about, I was like,
so Bearhead's a hard head.
He had a hard head. But he was a really good guy. And later on, A&M Furniture, and I knew that guy over there. I can't think of his name right now. But they hired Bearhead and got him a suit that looked like Superman, and he became Super Bearhead. And he would have
I think the folks that own that worked. The wife worked with Susan. She was there.
And they had to go out on the bypass when there was a credit hassle.
I mean, you know, so, you know, we joke about this stuff about credit, as they called it. You know, the thing is, how far out can we go with this credit of almost nothing being paid on the return? You know, stock market's booming, going to the moon. They asked Janet Yellen, how long can this continue? And she's just evasive answers.
Uh-huh.
She knows it can't continue. That's why she's evasive. Mm. They're kicking the can down the road. Now they're talking about another stimulation. They're talking about releasing some more crack. They might as well be releasing the Kraken, because it's going to gobble them up anyway. This whole thing is going to gobble the whole system up. You cannot continue loaning and borrowing money forever. There will be a time that will come.
Uh-huh.
You know,
how do these things affect the products that we utilize? Say, for instance, how do we protect people from this stuff? I mean, when you're talking about the value of the dollar being diluted, and then you're talking about inflation, that's what I'm getting from you as far as how long can this be done. I mean, eventually the slingshot's got to be let go. I mean, you know, it's going to build so much force. Mm. It's going to just shoot, you know?
Yeah. Well, one of the good things, Matthew, and you know this, is that all these products that we have are not putting very much into the stock market. They put very minimal in the stock market. They put so minimal in there, they can still have guarantees. Why? Because they're only using the interest that they could have paid you to put in the stock market. I'll give you an example. Let's say you had $1,000, and that $1,000 was making 1.5 or 2%. They would take that 1.5 of that $1,000, which would be $15, I think, and they would gamble the $15 in the stock market. But that might turn into $30, $60, or $100, or $200 or $300. And then they turn it back around and put it back into the with $1,000. So if it was $300, that turns into $1,300, and it's still not in the stock market. Then the next year, the interest still might be 1.5% on the $1,300. Now, the interest is on $1,300 now, and it goes to the stock market again. If the market makes money that year, it puts it back in with the $1,300. Maybe it's another $300 or whatever it is. Now you're up to $1,600. But it can't ever go away. As it grows, it's only using the interest in the stock market. So therefore, it can't lose any money, because the bulk, 99% of it, roughly, is never in the stock market. It's always in safe haven.
It's like a bank account.
It's an insurance company, annuity fixed account.
Talk about tax structure. How is the tax structure?
That's a good question.
Different. You don't have capital gains, do you?
Yeah. Well, essentially, you don't pay any taxes on any of this stuff until you pull money out. So if it's an IRA, of course, it would work like, you know, tax deferred someday with the IRA rules or qualified. But if it's not an IRA, just say it's regular money, you would not pay any taxes on any of this money until you get good and well ready. And is there an age bracket? No, you don't ever have to pay any taxes on in your lifetime if you don't want to. It just keeps growing. You say, well, what if I died? Well, if you got a spouse, it goes to them without any taxes and keeps growing if they want it to. You're only going to pay taxes when you pull money out, only on the interest that you've earned. You say, well, what if my kids got it? Well, luckily, you'd be working with somebody like us, and the children would still not pay taxes when they got it. They would pay it over a long period of time. We call it a non-qualified annuity stretch, meaning they wouldn't hardly pay any taxes at all unless they wanted to use it. That's the problem. When they get it, a lot of times they want to use it and abuse it. Why? Because they didn't work for it. And there's other ways to restrict that. We call it restricted payout. We can actually restrict the payout to them over so many years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever, and keep them from spending the money any faster than that. So you don't even have to have a trust if you use that kind of way. There's all kinds of things we can do. Well, here's the one thing that we can do that's the most important to you. You can't lose your money. It's guaranteed by the insurance company. And you know the history of that is really, really good.
They've done
better than the banks.
I think they're writing a book about something or other to do with that right now.
You know, historically, the banks have lost money, especially in the Great Depression. And, of course, that's why they created the FDIC. But insurance companies were much more meticulous. They work amongst themselves, and they have reserves they have to be put up and everything. So insurance companies, they don't like losing money. They don't like losing money in any way. So, you know, if they get in trouble, they kind of rescue each other with that reserve that they have. You can study up on that. But essentially, you know, historically, insurance companies have been pretty safe. You know, we can't find where anybody ever lost any money in an annuity that would, you know, significant. We just can't find it. Whether it exists or not, I don't know, because we can't find it. I have Googled it and researched it, and I've had where people said it's never happened. So that's pretty historic. If you can't find it and it's never happened, you think you're going to be the person that loses money in that non-qualified or qualified fixed annuity or fixed indexed annuity? If you are, you might be the first person that ever lost anybody. It's just historically safe. Now, what do you want to be in? Something that's not been historically safe, like maybe some stock market that's a boom and crash? Which would you want your retirement in? You know, a lot of these companies buy annuities for the pensions, or they insure them with annuities. You know, they go over to companies like, you know, there's certain companies that will reinsurance these things, reinsure. This stuff is like a web of woven guarantees with these insurance companies insuring each other, you know, with reinsurance and stuff. You could go study all this stuff. The point is, unless it's a variable annuity, and even them have death benefits that are guaranteed usually, it's not got much potential for losing anything other than maybe if you take the money out too early, like a surrender charge, or if you were to do something stupid like, you know, spend it or something, you know, taxes and things like that. But as far as losing money, just don't happen. I'd never heard of it. I guess you could lose money with a surrender charge, if you know, but other than that, I just can't think of anything. But here's the thing. The stock market is really big right now, and it's really booming right now, and everybody wants to get on the ride. Guess what? First man off wins, usually,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What happens to the last man off the ride? All the goodies been taken by everybody that jumped off.
Lose.
You know, if there was a sacks of groceries and everybody was jumping out of a car with a sack of groceries, what happens to the last man when all the sacks are gone? Or the bag, should I say. I'm using some terminology of...
He doesn't have anything to eat, yeah.
You know, what's the difference between a sack and a bag? You know, what difference does it make? You know, you don't have anything to eat. So there's a lot of differences between being, you know, very safe and trying to be careful than taking a lot of risk. And I think that's why Janet Yellen didn't really want to answer the question about the stock market right now. I could tell her answer was so evasive that she really wanted to say, it's high and I'd get out. But she didn't say it. Go back and look at what she said. It's all over Google. It was not a good answer. It didn't make me feel warm and fuzzy. Matter of fact, it made me feel like she knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
she's not being forthcoming.
Yeah, it's just really scary, you know, the stuff that's going on right now. And there's nothing wrong with taking risks. And if you want to take risks, be my guest. It's not going to be with us. You know, we are asset preservationists, and we don't like what's going on right now. We know that you can make money by what's going on right now, but you could also lose it. So we like to lock it in, as they say, lock her in. Every year we lock that interest in with these fixed index annuities, and you can't lose it if you do things right. And you got free withdrawals every year. You know, what's wrong with that? Nothing. You know, nothing at all. You can even use it for dollar cost averaging back into the market that I think is going to probably obliterate here pretty soon. But I can't tell you when, because this is crazy. You know, as long as they keep putting a crack in there, You know, how long can you stay high if you keep taking crack? I mean, how long can you smoke crack and stay high without dying?
What was that Dave Chappelle character that smoked crack?
I know which one you're talking about. Tyrone Biggums. That's it. Y'all got more of that free crack up in here.
I mean, that's what they're saying. They're saying to Janet Yellen and them, you got any more of that crack? You know, yeah, here's some more.
Remember the King of the Hill episode where they, Hank, he fishes with it. He buys it mistakenly. He thinks that he's buying this secret bait from
and
somebody.
He's fishing with crack. Yeah.
And he caught more bass. The bass started just jumping in the boat after this.
That's funny.
Well, they're catching a lot of investors out there with some crack. I can tell you right now, that's a fact.
That's a fact. I got some crack, yeah.
But they may get the hook.
I'll tell you what.
You know, it could be a rook and a hook. Yeah, that's the deal, you know. You don't want the hook, and you don't want to get rooked. But, you know, there's always a hook somewhere.
Your goose is cooked.
Don't you think them fish look at that crack or that worm and they go, I ain't that stupid. And then one said, hey, man, come over here. Let's nibble on it a little bit. Let's get some. And all of a sudden somebody jerks it and it catches them, you know?
Yeah, hey,
you know, nobody ever gets caught.
Where'd JoJo go? Where's JoJo? Yeah.
Well, he went up. He went up to the great up. He went up to the above the water there, you know. So that's another thing we can talk about.
So above water is like underwater for us if you're a fish.
You know. And you know, a lot of these annuities, they talk about watermarks and water lines.
Uh-huh.
Meaning you can't go above or below that's what it's all about. They have high watermarks too. So essentially, you can't sink is what they're trying to tell you. These guarantees are going to be very important whenever something bad happens and everything goes down and all the highs are done with on all this crack. So what if they stop feeding the crack? What if they stop feeding the fish? You know, I mean, you got these ponds, these fish farms. You don't feed the fish, what happens to them? They die.
They go belly up.
They go belly up. You see them floating. My brother used to have a fish farm.
Catfish ponds. Yeah.
And every now and then you'd see one float, belly up. You know, that's what happens. I mean, if you don't get the nutrients, you go belly up.
He must have been the catfish that was last in line.
Yeah, he might have had a heart attack or something. You know.
And so maybe the stock market could have a heart attack and it goes belly up. You know, why? It didn't get the crack it needed. Didn't get the nutrients it needed. It didn't. It's overextended, in my opinion, traumatically. And I know we keep talking about this, but it's the big topic. The big topic of what if. It's really not what if. It's just when is really what we should be saying, not what if. It will happen. It's just when. When will it happen? And that's the problem, you know. That's the $99 question. I know we got to take a break here.
Yeah, we got to break.
When we get back, we'll talk about more of what if.
Okay.
You get that?
I got that. So if you want to talk about what if, just stay right where you are, and we'll do that when we get back.
What if you're talking about?
What if I'm talking about? If I knew that, I would probably go high. So what we're going to do is take this short break, and we'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. We got everybody in the house tonight. We got David. We got Matthew. We got to get Princess Leah in pretty soon.
I know. We'll
round things out. Don't you go away. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you chose to call asset preservationist David Ernest to help you with your money matters, you would be singing this song.
I'm still standing better than I ever did.
If you did not call David Ernest, you would be singing this song.
Poor pitiful me.
Called David Ernest?
I'm still standing.
Did not call David Ernest.
Poor pitiful me.
Called?
Still standing.
didn't call. Call David Ernest, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. And you won't be singing. Now, with breaking news from the Health and Wealth News Desk, here's Ace Reporter, David Ernest.
Hello, everyone. David is not in on this one. This one's all on me. It's a special thing for this evening. We've got a great interview. You won't believe who's here. No, you won't. I've got to tell you, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hello, Arnold.
Hello, cutie pie.
Arnold, we are so happy to have you here.
Nice to meet you.
And nice to meet you, sir. Now, Arnold, you know David Ernest, and you know that you can call him at 279-7431, and he'll take a look at your portfolio and try to help you with your finances, set up your retirement. But did you know that there are some people who still haven't called him?
Don't be ridiculous.
It's true.
The most important thing is money.
That's right. And you know the best way to make money, right?
The casinos make billions.
Well, that's not exactly the answer I had in mind.
We can fix this mess.
Yes, we can. By calling David Ernest, 279-7431.
Yeah.
So if your financial situation is looking a little grim...
Stop whining.
Yes, stop whining and call David Ernest today, 279-7431. We're about out of time for this segment. Arnold, do you have any final words?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Well, that would be where you call David at 279-7431.
Are you going to help me now or not?
Well, it's not that I don't want to help you. David's the one with all the smarts. Call him at 279-7431. He'll help you. I'm just not the one you need to talk to.
Why not?
Because for everything to turn out right, you need to talk to David Ernest, okay?
I'll be back.
It seems to me that the last time I heard him say that, everything went downhill from there. That's all the time we have for this segment. Call David Ernest, 279-7431.
Do it now.
You heard the man. Do it now.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show, starring the world's most handsome asset preservationist, David Ernest. Our guest tonight is the equally stunning Terry Adams.
Woo!
You can call David at 279-7431, or you can visit his website at retirewithernest.com. David is also on Facebook at The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. He's on radio and television. Oh, it's just too much for a girl to handle. Please welcome Montgomery's hottest asset preservationist, David Ernest.
Robin! And you know, I thought I fixed that Terry Adams thing because I didn't think he was here.
Yeah, Terry's not in tonight.
He's out on some mission somewhere. I don't know what's going on.
You know, we keep on talking about what ifs and everything, but all you got to do is read. You know, if you've got Google, you can Google it, so they say. The stock market's rallies to records seem to fizzle over time. There's fears of higher interest rates. There's fears of higher inflation. The S&P 500, you know, it fell not too long ago on Thursday after a worse than expected reading on jobless claims. And that weak guidance from Walmart, you know. So many on Wall Street believe that in order for the market to extend its march higher, expectations for further fiscal stimulus, i.e. crack, and a smooth reopening need to become reality. In other words, it's not reality? Oh, they mean to tell me we're living in another reality of fake, crack, pumped up markets.
You know, I think this show will go down in history.
Say crack again.
For the most crack. Mentions of crack.
You know. Well, you know, you better get cracking if you believe that the crack will cause problems in the long run, because there will come a day, and it may be right around the corner. Look how it got scary just a couple of 3 days ago, and everybody was thinking, oh, is this the time that everybody realizes that this is crazy? Okay, we got a phone call.
We got a phone call. Maybe it's somebody wanting to buy some crack or something.
Got some crack? No.
You're on the air with David and Matthew. Identify yourself and don't cuss. And the son of a gun hung up. All right.
Maybe they decided that we might be DOA.
DOA or DEA?
DEA.
I don't want to be DOA.
Well, we don't be. No. That's the market we're talking about.
Don't make me be DOA.
No, DEA. That's the slip of the tongue. So anyway, you know, you never know what's around the corner. And Janet Yellen probably didn't want to answer that question when they were trying to pin her up there and say, hey, what do you think?
Okay.
She knows nonsense.
I think they're back again. Hang on.
Okay.
You're on the air with David Ernest and Matthew Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Hey, guys. This is Tony.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not too much. That was me to call the first time. I was like, man, they're not answering that. So then I heard you say, oh, I hung up. So I had to call back real quick.
Yeah, we appreciate
that.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Trying to stay warm. At least it's a little bit warmer today.
Yeah.
And did you have a question, Tony, or something that we could
hear? Yeah, I got a quick question for you. My wife... and it works for this company, and the company's been bought and sold a couple of times over the past year and a half or so.
Yeah.
Okay. But she has a 401k.
Yeah.
And we got a letter in the mail the other day saying, hey, you know, introducing ourselves, and, you know, we're going to be the ones managing your 401k account now. If you don't want it, you need to contact us. So trying to find out what we need to do so we can get this money in with you guys where it's safe, because I'm sure, you know, I'm sure there's a chance that it could go away in the program that they have it in.
No doubt about it. Well, all you got to do is call what number, Matthew?
279-7431, and we'll set up a meeting to, you know, talk to you about how to get that handled.
Now, do we have to do anything with this, or you'll be able to locate this plan, just bring the letter with you that... with us that we received, or
You bring that with you, but on 401ks, most of the time they don't let us do anything without your participation. Once it becomes an IRA, a lot of times we can move things with what we call IRA transfers, but a 401k has to be rolled over, and it's not an IRA. IRA rollovers can only happen once a year. You can have unlimited 401k rollovers. It's a different kind of rollover.
With it being a 401k, I know it's pre-tax money and money that was matched and all. Is there any kind of penalty?
It'll roll into an IRA, Tony, and it won't be any taxes. And if we put it in certain kind of products, it might even be a bonus added to it.
All right.
It all depends on the situation, and we have to talk to you to find out.
I will call that number, and we'll get something set up. Because like I said, I want to do something with it instead of letting these guys... mishandle it for me.
I understand, and right now it's a crazy world. I mean, we just don't see this lasting forever. We see it not lasting very long at all, actually, is what we think. But, you know, as long as they keep throwing the crack at it, it'll keep, you know, staying high for a while.
I heard you ask the question a while ago, how long could you smoke crack before you died and all. You could probably run a research on that. You could probably find a bunch of volunteers around town.
Yeah, I was going to say, or if you could get a bunch of rats to smoke some crack. You know, that's usually what they do is have rats smoking crack.
Yeah.
And see, when you do that, that's when you start seeing them little, you know, the rats like in the cartoons. They got like, you know, derby hats and cigars, and then, you know, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah, you can get in trouble real fast. I never have smoked any crack, but I hear it can really, really do some things to you.
It's whack.
Yeah, you see plenty of them. But anyhow, I appreciate that. We will definitely call and get something.
Thank you, Tony.
Set up so we can do something with this, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tony.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Didn't Richard Pryor set himself on fire smoking crack?
He was freebasing cocaine, which basically, he did a bit on it, too. It's pretty funny. But
They got so many things now. They got that what they call spice and all this other stuff. I mean, and I don't think spice is very nice, either. I mean, it can kill you. Make you go crazy.
I think that's the kind that makes you hot and you take off all your clothes. And then you die.
Drugs are bad, guys.
I thought that was. I'm
going to
say.
Drugs are bad. Okay.
Anyway, so you know, we know that this stuff is being artificially propped up. You know, we know that people's jobs, a lot of them are gone, and they're being artificially propped up. Yeah. And so is the economy being artificially propped up. How long can you prop up something that was a machine that was making, you know, something, and then all of a sudden it's not making anything, and that's the economy? It's really a sad state of affairs. We just don't know how long this can continue. But most economists and others say this is bad, and it will be ending bad. You know, I don't know how many more times I can say this. Sometimes, like I said, I feel like a preacher in the wilderness saying, you know, this is all going to come to a bad ending. And debt is never a good thing. You know, how can the United States get rid of this debt? We just keep on getting more and more of it. You know, you've got, what is it? In 2000, we saw there was $2.7 trillion of national debt. Now it's $27 trillion and keeps going up.
It's become just a joke. I mean, it's the farthest thing from it. But I remember when, you know, in the 90s, when Clinton was talking about how, you know, I'm going to balance the budget. And then you had what Ross Perot saying, you know, when he ran, how he was going to balance the budget. But nobody ever talks about the budget anymore when they're running.
No, no.
I mean, it's just.
But, you know, he was all ears.
I still thought Ross Perot would have had a good idea if he'd come out. Hang on, I'm going to try it here.
Flat tax.
Yeah. Now, what we're going to do is give everybody, man, woman, child, $1 million when they're born. And if they make it last all their life, it's good. But if they spend it all, you kill them. That way, we're going to cut down on debt.
You were born a millionaire. You spend it all. Times it out.
You know, it's probably be better than what they're doing now, letting people jump over walls and giving them money for jumping over walls. That's some kind of reward, isn't it?
Well, you know,
I know they're changing the rules. They're opening the doors for them. They don't jump over the walls anymore. They just walk right in.
I saw something a while ago that Joe Biden shut down our pipeline, but he's helping, I think it's Saudi Arabia, build one.
Of course he's going to help. Look what he did. 60,000 jobs. How much debt's that? Oh, they can go work at Wendy's or McDonald's. At $15 an hour.
What a jerk. Oh, that's ridiculous.
I mean, really, these technology jobs are not easy to come by. And it's just like anything else. The more people that become unemployed, the harder it's going to be to get them reemployed.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't all work at McDonald's. I mean, really? And then they want to raise the minimum wage to $15. How many people are going to pay $10 instead of $3 for a McDonald's hamburger?
Well, you know, they're already building robots. They've got one now that'll make fries.
It's like, here, you guys wanted raises.
Does
guess
it look
what?
Like Ronald McDonald?
We replaced your job because we couldn't afford to pay you.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't look like Ronald.
Well, I know they've done some good things, like the Ronald McDonald House and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But McDonald's cannot save the world, guys. You know, neither can Wendy's, even though she's got that red hair and all that stuff, you know. But, you know, we make jokes about all this stuff. But really, the piper has to get paid eventually. You know, do you want your program, the one that pays for it? A lot of people ask me questions like, well, David, what happens to the money in the stock market if we had a crash? You want me to tell you?
Tell me.
It goes away.
Nobody
don't come back.
Nobody has anymore.
It's like it didn't exist. It's like you go back in time and say, let's pretend I never had any money. That's what it's about when it goes crashing. You know, they say, well, don't worry about it. It'll go back into another dimension and it'll come back. Yeah.
Maybe not. Could. No.
You know, but how do you feel warm and fuzzy about all that? Seeing all your money go away? You know, if you're younger, I guess it's okay. You can see some of it come back. Maybe a lot of it. Maybe all of it. Maybe it grows. I mean, historically. But everything I'm reading right now, says that the next, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to just tell you that. I'm saying, I don't know. I just read stuff. Okay.
Right. Right.
And the economists that I'm reading, a lot of them, they said, well, maybe it won't crash, but if it doesn't crash, it'll just be stagnant. I'm going, well, that's about as bad as crashing. Maybe even worse. I mean, you got $100 in 2021, and in 2031, you got $100. You know, and inflation's running at 2 or 3% maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You lost 30% of your money. You know, over those 10 years, it's got to grow. See, these indexed annuities, they grow on wobbles. The market wobbles. That's how they grow. They lock in a high, maybe, and then it drops back down. They maybe buy. It's a wobbling effect, you know. Mm-hmm. But the principle is always, or should I say, the major portion of it is always locking in the insurance company's fixed annuity. So even when everybody else might be just wobbling around, maybe it's making money, or maybe you've got, it's growing in other ways, like annuitization is growing. If there's a factor in there where that's growing, or something is growing in the pension is getting bigger inside the thing, to put it that way. There's ways to not be stagnant. And of course, we got some maneuvers that we can do to make it grow that you'd have to sit down and we'll show you, and it's all safe. Okay. So even if we get into a stagnated market, we're going to make it grow, you know. But there's no guarantee that if the market is flat, that you would grow on an average. There's no way to know. You know, right now, the best I think that could happen is that the market might go flat instead of dropping out, you know, really bad for an adjustment. But personally, I think it's going to go down. I think that Harry Dent's right. I think that he's been wrong on some things, but he hit the nail on the head on most of the bad things. And he thinks that we're in the same spot that Japan was in 1989 with a lot of things, real estate and the markets. I don't know if we are or not, but I'm not an economist. I'm an insurance retirement specialist is really what I am. And I know these things. I know how to keep from losing money. But these economists that can predict, you know, the state of the economy is what you need to be reading. You know, a lot of them say, well, you know, maybe it can keep going up. Maybe it can. But maybe it'll just flatten out for a while. I don't think the market likes to go just flat. Have you ever looked at a graph and it just stays flat?
Never saw one.
I've just never seen it do that. Maybe wobbling a little bit. No, it likes to go way down and then come back up and do some more other gyrations and things, and they might call that flat over a 10-year period of growth. But what if you needed the money while it was down? You see, with a fixed index annuity, you could pull money out because it never went away. It don't go flat. It stays in the growth phase.
There you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, you really need to look at these things. It's not a perfect thing. There's all kinds of things that we can do with pensions and IRAs and stuff. But we are in my opinion, we're in one of the most unique times since 1929. I think, I could be wrong, it may not be that bad, but I don't see how it can't be with the indexes of the Warren Buffett indicators at 190%. They said anything over 140 is danger, 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 extreme danger. You know, do you think Warren Buffett's not a knowledgeable person? They call him the guru of investors, and he says, his indicator says that this is the most dangerous times probably since 2001 or 2007 or maybe 1929. Do you really want to risk the next 5 years if it's your retirement money on that?
Nobody can afford to do that.
No.
Really? I mean, there's nothing wrong with having mixtures and different kinds of variations of protection. But, you know, interest rates look like they're trying to go back up. You know what that's going to do to they use bonds to try to soften the blow on stock drops. What do you think that'll do to a bond portfolio if interest rates go up, bond rates go up, and you're holding them where they're low returns?
Destroy it.
Could.
There you go.
You know, so there's a lot of things that you need to look at And we're in a very unique time right now in that we could have a lot of devastation once everybody realizes that this economy is not going to crank up like they're betting on. You know, when you're betting on something, you can roll and crap out. You know, right now our nation is rolling the dice that they're going to get rid of the virus and they're going to stimulate enough that we can come back to the way we were. What's the odds of rolling the dice every time? Have you ever played poker? I mean, rolled the dice, Rusty?
Yes. And then I screamed, Yahtzee! I'm not a gambler.
Me either. You know, I think when you roll it, you get a 7 or 11. That's good, 7 or 11.
From what I understand,
you get a crap out. Seven.
You got a number. You roll, and then you got a number you got to make, and then you got to make that number, and you bet on that, and you could lose your shirt. You know,
right. So they're rolling the dice that they're going to get the number right, and I hope they do. You know, but I wouldn't bet my retirement on their rolling. I would bet my retirement on their calculations. If I was within 5 years of retiring, I would want to make sure that my retirement was there, you know. But that's just me, you know. And I don't really want to do anything different than using stuff that really doesn't have much chance of going away. You know, this market is just really too high, in my opinion. But there's a lot of other things we could talk about. We could talk about, you know, how to adjust some taxable things and fix some taxable events and adjust some things where maybe you wouldn't have to worry about capital gains tax so much that Biden's going to be messing with. And, you know, how to use tax deferral to get out from under a lot of other problems, tax-free with insurance products and tax-free with Roths and all these things. Tax-free is better than anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Tax deferred's next to it, and tax is bad because, you know, especially if it's taxed every year, you know, these mutual funds, if they're not inside an IRA or a pension, they get taxed every year.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine what kind of taxes they might start getting every year if they raise the capital gains tax up so high? Can you imagine what's going to happen when people inherit these stocks and these mutual funds and this real estate, and they get jabbed with 30 to 40% on all the gains that wasn't going to happen. It was going to be a zero tax, and now it goes to 30 to 40%. These are things you got to work around. We have some ideas on how to work around this using some attorneys and accountants and stuff that we got to keep you from getting hit. But, you know, the first man in always usually the winner, you know, on the tail end of things. I'll give you an example. Life insurance back in before 1986 or 88, before they created something called a modified endowment contract. Mm-hmm. You could pour a massive amount of money into an insurance contract and say, okay, it's all going to be tax-free someday and it's going to grow. And some of them suckers are still growing at 6% net.
Wow.
Guaranteed for life.
That's not bad at all.
With no taxes if you use it right. Ever. The government came in and monkeyed with it and said, oh, no, we got to stop this. So they limited the way you could do it. Don't you know they're going to limit some of these other things when they start seeing people try to manipulate? They'll grandfather usually, but they take away. So first man in wins, last man out always loses. Don't be the last man out.
Well, speaking of out, we've got to get out. I've got a song for us going out. It's going to be all happy and peppy and cheer everybody up. But before we do that, do you guys want to kind of close things out here?
Yeah, you know, I talk about a lot of stuff that's kind of doom and gloom, and I apologize for that because I don't know how to get the message across. We are really in a bad situation right now, and I'm just trying to get folks to be aware of it. It could get bad before it gets good. I love to have a good time, and I talk about gloom and gloom. And I'm going to try to do that more in the future. I hope that the message that we got out today is, you know, going to set in your mind for a while. The thing is, you know, next week we'll talk more probably about health issues and other things we're going to get into, you know, because you got to have health. If you got wealth and you don't have your health, it's even worse. Actually, I think your health is more important than your wealth. So, you know, I'm not all gloom and doom. I want to be upbeat. And the upbeat is when you're with us, you don't have to be gloom and doom because it's not going to happen. You don't lose any money.
There you go.
And you go to your doctor and keep your health up. So that's it. And what number should they call, Matthew?
279-7431. We are
279-7431, or go to retirewithernest.com.
Yeah, or Facebook, or that's it. Instagram, we're on Instagram.
Retirewithernest.com. Don't forget that one.
Yeah,
that's right. A good one.
Or go to the Waffle House where you find David sometimes. He's not there all the time. It's been another great show. Been another great show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Time to head out. And let's see. I think you're going to like this one if I can find it. What did I do with it?
Oh, the button. Goodness. Get away from you.
No, it's there. It's here somewhere. He said.
We're going to have to get a new button.
Oh, here it is.
That's some good information in there.
Yeah. You're going to like this one. Here we go.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Let me try it again here because
my
button did move.
We're going to have to get some technology here.
I guess so. There it is. So just so you're not feeling too bad, everybody go out.
You can always call us and lock it.
There you go. Go out and party like it's only 1995. I'm sorry, 1999. Or like you're shopping at Walmart. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.